Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 3rd. An immigrant seeking sanctuary from deportation at a church in the small town of Mancos has the attention of Colorado's 3rd District Congressional Representative. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member station KSJD in Cortez, Austin Cope has more.
Congressman Scott Tipton's office tells KSJD it has been in contact with the church about the case of Rosa Sabido. The Mexican national has lived in the Cortez area for the past 30 years. She entered into sanctuary at the church in June after immigration officials denied her request for a 7th stay of removal. She hopes to remain in the area to be near her aging parents. Her father is a U.S. citizen and her mother is a lawful permanent resident. But their petitions to allow Sabido to remain in the country have not been processed. Tipton's spokesperson says the Privacy Act restricts his office from discussing details about his potential actions, but that he is, quote, aware of Sabido's case. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Austin Cope.
The Colorado Legislature will open its 71st session on January 10th. Speaker of the House, Crisanta Duran, who was term limited in 2018, talks to State House reporter Benta Berkland about her goals for the next 4 months, when lawmakers return to the Capitol.
We are heading into your final legislative session as Speaker. What are your priorities?
We are going to be focusing on the struggles of hardworking Coloradans. It's great to be from Colorado. We have one of the strongest economies in the nation. But we also know that there are a lot of people who are responsible and doing everything they can by working hard, but are still having a difficult time getting ahead. And so we want to address some of the affordability issues head on as it relates to the high cost of housing and high cost of childcare. And we're also looking at a variety of consumer protections to ensure that Coloradans' data can be protected, and also thinking about student loans to ensure that there's adequate protection for students who obtain them.
We've had some longstanding issues that we're always grappling with: transportation funding, education, affordable housing. How much will those play in? And do you think, are there bipartisan talks happening right now, or what's the state of things leading into the session?
Going into this session, we are going to continue our focus on working in a bipartisan way, in a Colorado way of actually problem solving. In Colorado, we are not like Washington, D.C. We have been able to bring Democrats and Republicans together on a variety of different issues. And even though we're going into election year, our focus is still the same. We need to problem solve for all Coloradans regarding the issues and struggles that they face every day.
How do you think that election year will play into the session?
Oh, we're going to continue to be focused on making sure that we come forward with an agenda that will speak to the issues of hardworking Coloradans. We're also looking at, in addition to the addressing the high cost of housing and child care and consumer protections, we also are going to advance measures like making sure that broadband is available throughout the state of Colorado, and that there's access to family medical leave. Nobody should ever have to feel like they could lose their job by having to take care of a sick loved one.
How big of a focus will transportation funding be?
Transportation has always been a priority. This last legislative session, we came forward with a bipartisan ballot initiative to ask voters if they wanted to invest more in transportation. Unfortunately, that initiative didn't get through the Senate. However, we did have the hospital provider fee bill, which was a budget accounting change, and through that negotiation, we worked to have an unprecedented amount of money go towards transportation. But also, there's a lot of competing priorities. We need to ensure that there is access to healthcare. And when we think about the issue of housing, the high cost of housing is an issue that impacts rural, urban, and suburban communities across the state of Colorado.
You've said for you a priority for next session is helping to change the culture at the Capitol when we've had recent sexual harassment allegations that have been public. Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack, in your chamber, there's a resolution that could potentially come. A lawmaker said he wants to expel him from the chamber if he doesn't resign. How is that going to impact the beginning of the session?
Well, I think at this point we need to be focused on making sure that there is a fair process as it relates to the complaints that have been filed against Representative Lebsack. But moving forward, we want to do everything in our power to ensure that we are taking the issue of sexual harassment and assault head on, and that we work to reform the culture at the Capitol. On the 15th, we had a meeting with the Executive Committee, which is made up of leadership from both parties, and we took some meaningful steps to do just that. We are going to be hiring an HR person to work in the Capitol. We are also going to hire an outside expert to take back feedback from the public, from all interested parties around what we should be doing moving forward to address these issues, and we're going to do additional training. But it is crucial that we take these issues very seriously and we make sure that we are addressing them for the next generation of leaders that want to be able to succeed.
That was Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran talking about this upcoming session leading into her final term here. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
In Colorado, seniors and people with disabilities can turn a portion of their medical expenses into money for groceries. Eric Gladys has the story.
Nearly one in five senior citizens in Colorado are turning a portion of their medical expenses into extra groceries. Jack Regenbogen with the Colorado Center on Law and Policy points to new data that shows 1 year after the state rolled out a new standard medical expense deduction, close to 9,000 seniors who qualify for food stamps have been able to put more food on the table.
And it's increased their benefits from around between $7 to $8, which may not sound like a lot at first, but what that really means is that they'll have an extra day and a half or extra 2 days of groceries each month.
The deduction allows seniors and people with disabilities who pay out of pocket for health-related expenses to offset those costs with additional food stamp dollars. Regenbogen says increasing SNAP benefits by as little as $10 a month has been shown to significantly reduce hospitalization for seniors. Regenbogen says making the deduction standardized has helped, since itemizing expenses, trying to get receipts, and updating medical records was a complicated and tedious process. Regenbogen notes that prescription drugs, dentures, hearing aids, prosthetics, transportation, and lodging to get treatment are all counted as medical expenses in Colorado.
And if these costs exceed $35 per month, and there's a member in your household who has a disability or who's a senior citizen, then you should be claiming standard medical expense deduction in order to maximize your possible SNAP benefits.
Regenbogen says while the program is off to an encouraging start, even more Coloradans could get help stretching out their food budgets as counties become familiar with the new law. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.